And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Due to the coronavirus, the kids are out of school. Their classroom is now your living room. Sure, some learning is going on through the internet, but parents are now surrogate teachers. One teacher at Main Street Scholars came up with a project that kept her students engaged. Well, let's let her explain.
Hi, my name is Emily McNally, and I'm a teacher at Main Street Scholars. And this semester with my middle school students, we've been doing a Chautauqua program. And Chautauqua was originally an educational festival in the 1800s. It was very popular in the United States. But it's come to mean a kind of historical research where the scholar researches the subject's life and in quite a bit of detail, and then they write a monologue from that character's point of view, and they then perform as that character. So, of course, given our circumstances right now, our students don't have an opportunity to perform, so we're very grateful that they get to be on the radio and share some of their work with you. So today you'll hear from four of my students, and the first is Zessa Wilson-Schumacher, and she is doing Eliza Schuyler Hamilton. And then next I have Charlotte Stein as Adelaide Herman, a famous female magician. And then we have Kevin Pashaluk as John James Audubon. And finally, Iago Casal as Wild Bill Hickok. So we hope you enjoy our work, and we're so grateful for you listening. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Elizabeth Schuyler Hamilton. I was married to Alexander Hamilton, and on July 11, 1804, my husband was shot above his hip. Due to them removing the bullet, it caused an infection inside in his hip. My husband died the next day. Ever since my husband's death, I had accomplished so much, but there was one little problem. I had to pay for my husband's debts, which were substantial. Due to these debts, I had to sell my 35-acre estate in Upper Manhattan, New York. I later sold my house, but I was able to buy it back. Then I sold the house once again and bought a townhouse instead. Later on, my house will be known as the Hamilton Holly House. I lived in this house for 9 years, although this time I didn't live alone. My two children lived with me. Their names were Alexander Hamilton Jr. and Eliza Hamilton Holly. In 1848, I left New York and moved to Washington, D.C. My widow daughter, Eliza, lived with me until 1854. Since I didn't have anything to do, I decided to preserve my husband's legacy, so I reorganized all of his letters, papers, and writings so that I could make a biography. I ensured that my husband's biography was published. When I was in my 90s, I helped Dolly Madison to raise money for the Washington Monument. Even though I did so much, in 1846, I have been suffering from short-term memory loss, but I still vividly recall my husband. I died in Washington, D.C. in November 1854 at the age of 94. I outlived all my siblings, except for one who was 24 years my junior. I was buried in Trinity Church, New York. My grave is right next to Alexander's. Before I died, I burned all of Alexander's love letters he wrote to me. It's safe to say that I wasn't the only one who had a terrible life after my son Philip or Alexander died. My last letter was to my daughter, Eliza Hamilton Holly. It said, "My very dear Eliza, I will not be delivered to you unless I shall first have terminated my earthly career to begin. As I humbly hope from redeeming grace and divine mercy, a happy immortality."
Hello, my name is Adelaide Herman, and I am a world-famous magician. When I was a kid, I really wanted to be a dancer. But now, when I was a teenager, I decided I wanted to be a magician's assistant. So I moved from Italy to America. And on the boat there, I met my husband. His name was Alexander, and he was a world-famous magician. A lot of people knew him as Herman the Great. When we got married, the mayor of New York performed the wedding. Then we started doing shows together. And at first, I was just his assistant. But one day, while we were on a train to one of our performances, he started shaking, and he died from heart failure. And that was the last I ever saw of him. Then I thought to myself, wait a minute. I love doing magic, but I can't do it anymore without him. Then I got an idea. So I went to all of the troops, and I said, I'm going to do this by myself. And they didn't believe me because back then, a lot of women, like men, were known as a magician, and women were just, they were just the assistant. But I decided to do it myself. And I had to do something that I've been begging my husband not to do for pretty much his whole entire life. I was going to do the bullet catching trick. So the day came, and I was in my favorite dress holding up a silver china plate. And there were a bunch of soldiers in the audience, and they started shouting, ready, aim, fire. And they shot 6 bullets at my china plate, and I caught all 6 of them. And that was the peak of my career, and now I am more famous than Houdini himself.
My name is John James Audubon. I was born under the name Jean Raven in Haiti. I never knew my mother. She went to Saint-Domingue to work as a maid and died a few months later. I had my mother's last name because my parents never married. My dad was a French sea captain. He also bought and sold African slaves. One day he brought me a slave named Rose. She was my new sister. He remarried a woman named Anne, and we moved to a country house in France. Anne loved us as if we were her children from the start. She therefore completely spoiled me, hid my faults, and worst of all, she said in front of everyone that I was the handsomest boy in France. We lived in a country house located in Coron, a small village in France. Every morning, my mother packed me a lunch for school, but I mostly skipped it and ran off with my friends. We would discover birds' eggs, mosses, stones, and other interesting things found in nature. I brought everything I found back home. I put everything in my bedroom. Eventually, it became so cluttered with items that my room could practically pass for a natural history museum. But my father wanted to discipline me, so he sent me to military school when I was only 11. But of course, because of my high energy, I ended up flunking it. So we moved back to France. For several years, though, Napoleon Bonaparte grew to have great power and put France into war. That's when I decided to move to America.
Hello, my name is Wild Bill Hickok. I was born on May 27, 1837. My parents, William Alonzo and Polly Butler Hickok, raised me alongside 4 other kids. At age 24, I was involved in what is known as the McKennels Massacre. The massacre began when David McKennels, his brother, and a couple of farmhands came into a gas station demanding money. I killed them all, but they brutally injured me. David and his brother were both Confederates. I joined the Union Army after I killed McKennels and his gang. This event shaped people's vision of me, a legend. In another shootout I had in Springfield, I killed the skillful gunfighter David Tutt. I was arrested for murder, tried, and acquitted. I picked up my name, Wild Bill Hickok, for my fighting in the Civil War. During the Civil War, I served as a spy, a scout, and a sharpshooter. I became the sheriff of the small town Hay City in 1869. 2 years later, I went to conquer another town, Abilene, but failed as I got dismissed because I accidentally killed our deputy marshal while in a shootout.
So there you go, parents. Let your children pick an interesting historical figure and let them become that person and tell the person's story in their own words. Emily McNally and her students are feature story of the week. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. A lot of things change over the years. How much? Let's take a ride back 29 years in the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer and take a look at 1991. The adventure begins in moments on your hometown community station, 100.9 and AM 1710, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Even with the shelter in place, you still need to treat yourself to the hometown favorite. Hi, this is Jay Michaels, here to talk to you about Granola's Coffee House. They're located at 116 Cabrillo Highway North, right next to BK Motors. Now, you can call your order in at 440-4692. They're open Tuesday through Sunday from 8:30 to noon and closed on Monday. Now, they'll bring your order right out to your car, or you can go inside for a quick takeout. Enjoy breakfast sandwiches, bagels, quiche, Belgian waffles, smoothies, and fresh oatmeal and granola, along with great coffee, hot chocolate, and more. And yes, they do have gluten-free and vegan items to die for. Treat yourself to the hometown favorite, Granola's Coffee House, Highway 1 next to BK Motors. You'll have a great morning when you visit Granola's Coffee House. Call your order in now at 440-4692. Treat yourself today.